County sideline. Rob Dahl from Brick on the Ocean County sideline. Connor McGlynn, number 16, will get the start at quarterback, the Howell regional product. He will line up in the pistol formation. Single back behind him, three receivers off to his left, and a single man back to the right. The give here is up the middle. That is Tyler Leonetti getting the carry, and it will be second down and about four. Let's check that and give the carry to Anthony Gargiulo, who gets it for Monmouth. Set up a second and six.
McGlynn, Matt, 16, almost 1,700 yards on the year and 22 touchdowns for the pass-happy Rebels of Howell Township last year.
Julian Prince, wide receiver, St. John Vianney into the game, along with number 10, Joe Fitton from Manasquan. Gargiulo will get the carry here, stacked up at the line, able to push the pile forward and pick up maybe a yard to bring up second down and five. Good close that time from Javon Hardy, defensive back from Central Regional, along with Logan Sheehan, number 15, from Southern Regional. Third and five coming up. Ball just on the Monmouth County side of midfield.
Anthony Gargiulo, Matt, from Colts Neck. 27 touchdowns out of the running back from the Colts Neck football team, and over 1,600 yards on the ground.
R.J. Krause, number 30, lining up as an H-back here. Tight end from Manalapan sets himself to the right side of the formation. Two receivers either side for McGlynn to work with. Wants to roll right and throw. Goes back across his body. Had a man open, but a great defensive play made by number 13, Christian Totella, the defensive back wide receiver combo player from Lacey High School. It'll set up now fourth down and five, and Monmouth will have to kick it away for the first time tonight.
Well, great field position, Matt, but three and out for the Monmouth County team, and Ocean will take over probably deep in their own territory.
Back deep, waiting for the punt here. Vinny Grasso, dangerous return man, number two, and Javon Hardy, also a dangerous return man, number five, from Central Regional. No pressure on the punt. The ball will bounce around the 20-yard line, take a roll back that will help out Ocean County. That punt from number 99, Mike Kramer, the utility man out of Mattawan. And we'll get our first look at the Ocean County offense that will begin here tonight, I believe, under the direction of Tom Kelly, number 11, who had a great season a year ago for Lacey High School.
Yeah, Kelly, you'll see most of the action tonight. Ocean County a little short at the quarterback spot tonight.
So on first and 10 here, ball sent from the 25-yard line. Kelly wants to throw. Quick pass to the outside. Grasso catches it, and he is snowed under in the backfield. It'll be a loss of four going back to the 21-yard line. Set up a second and 14. Good defensive surge that time for some of the Monmouth County guys. Sean McCord, defensive end from Red Bank Catholic, among those.
This is a great Monmouth County defense, Matt, led by player of the year from Manalapan, Chris
Noskis. Here's the give for Kelly. He'll take it out over the 25-yard line. Get back to the original line of scrimmage. Chris Nosgood, the linebacker from Manalapan, Ed speaking about. Braves had themselves a whale of a season a year ago.
Then you throw in Ocean's Dan Loises, also at linebacker. You've got the probably two of the top three. I think Ocean County's got another one in Bradley you'll see at on the Ocean defense.
Third down and 10. Kelly, quarterback draw, under pressure right away, and he will get sacked. Back behind the line of scrimmage to the 24-yard line. Monmouth County coming hard there. Nosgiz was among those on the scene, and it will set up a fourth down and 11. We'll have back-to-back three and outs for these respective teams, and the Monmouth County defense doing a good job. We'll bring on Steve Ferlisi, number 48, the punter from Brick High School. It was nice when you get to play your last high school event on your own home field. Mild pressure that comes in just a little bit late. Great high hanging punt. Fielded at the 38, dropped at the 36. Craig Levine, check it. Daquan Bennett made the catch and then was hit by an Ocean player running down the field hit hard, and it will set up a first and 10.
That was Fakakis from Southern Regional, Matt, with the big hit, number 54.
Mace Blindman.
You know, we asked Coach Dahl to highlight a couple players. Fakakis was one of them, and Vinny Grasso was another one. Have had outstanding weeks of practice.
Back on now for the Monmouth County side of things, and it is McGlynn to handle things at the quarterback spot again. Tyler Leonetti will get the carry, and he is knocked down in the backfield. We've seen good defense so far here tonight.
Well, it's always easier to coach defense, that's for sure, in games like this when you've only got a few practices on your belt. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about the practice time this week because, as most of our listeners know, heavy rains in the area earlier in the week, and Ocean was able to get into the brick gym. They practiced here. Monmouth practiced at Modern Day, were unable to use the gym for any of their indoor practices, so they were stuck a couple days this week with no practice.
Prince split out this time, wide to the right. Under pressure is McGlynn. Pumps once, and he will be sacked and then driven backwards by Matt Ulufanula, a guy who has a motor that does not stop. Also a player from Brick High School. Another loss on the play. Back to the 30-yard line. It sets up third down and long with 9.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, and no score.
So impressed with Ulufanula this year, Matt, both on the grass and also in the studio as a guest of ours on our Thursday night football show. Tremendous guest and represented the Dragons very well. And, of course, led him to a state championship this year.
On his way to Norwich University. Three wide receiver set off to the right. Single man up top to the left. High snap from McGlynn. Going to give it here on a draw play to Leonetti. He's going to get hit in the backfield. Three consecutive plays going backwards for Monmouth County, and they will bring the punt team on yet again. Give that tackle to Mike Murator, number 9, coming up from his defensive back spot to make the tackle.
Another Dragon, Mike Murator.
So the Monmouth County side with two unsuccessful starts here offensively. Grasso and Hardy back deep. Creamer gets the kickoff. Hardy tries to field it on the fly, loses it. I believe got it back. Bounced off of one of his thigh pads around the 40-yard line, able to collect it in at the 48, where Ocean County will get great field position here to begin their second set of downs, 8:25 to go, quarter number one.
Well, it was a low line drive type of kick, and he tried to handle it on a fly and went off his pads, Hardy, and luckily recovered right in the same spot he fumbled it. So good field position for the Ocean County team.
First and 10 is Kelly from the shotgun. Wants to throw, dumps it down over the middle, finds a man, number 7, the tight end Marcus Adamiola from Jackson Memorial. Good-looking player, a lot of talent, and was part of a good feature story this past week on our website, shoresportsnetwork.com, on his way to Wyoming Seminary College. Going to play that extra prep year, Ed, and kind of.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask you to explain that one to me. I thought it was a prep school.
Grow into his body a little bit. Two receivers either side. Kelly on the quarterback keep. Gets it off the 40, down inside the 35-yard line. He'll have a first down and plenty more. Shaquem Richardson will make the tackle.
Our first down of the night.
That is correct. That's a signal given by our referee here tonight.
No huddle by the Ocean County team. They all have wristbands on. Send in the play, actually signal in the play, and then everybody checks the wristband. I know, Matt, you're not a fan of that, are you?
I'm okay with it. Bill Sernoffel is the head referee. Terry Barlow, the umpire. Kelly from the shotgun. Bunch Patrick is off to the right side. Wants to throw down the middle. Almost caught and then almost intercepted. The intended target was Adamiola, and right there, Myson Pennington, the defensive back from Long Branch, had a crack at it.
Trips right.
And it's Chip Labarca, the offensive coordinator.
46.
Calling things in.
A draw left.
Quarterback draw here. 46 quarterback draw.
Go through the rest of the referees right after the second down play. We'll look for the quarterback draw off the left side for Kelly. Gets it. Pitches to his right. Has space in front. Down inside the 20. Down inside the 15. To around the 13. That will be a first down. 17-yard pickup. Keith Smiklow, the linesman. Bill Ditschkus is the line judge. The back judge, Art Warner. The side judge is Matt Champion and James Sykley. And Terry Barlow up here on the clock.
Of course, the Chip LaBarca Jr. story is an interesting one. Matt, last year, as an administrator in the Toms River District, they ruled that he was unable to continue to coach his Toms River North Mariners. And after this play, we'll get back with the second part of that story.
On first and 10, the give here will be to Kenai Glover, number 32. He's able to get forward for a gain of just about three, right at the 10-yard line, where it'll be second and 7.
So to continue that story, Matt, unable to coach the Mariners, he decided to look for an assistant coaching job. He found one at Brick High School, brought over his quarterback from North, underclassman, and they led him to a state championship for Brick.
From the shotgun, here's the end around for Grasso. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and then dropped there at the line of scrimmage. We'll call that no gain. Tackle made by number 36, Dan Loizos, the linebacker from Ocean.
I believe we are playing 15-minute quarters, right, Matt?
You are correct, Ed.
Yes, 15 minutes, so that's three more minutes a quarter. Obviously, 12 extra minutes, which basically gives you an extra quarter of football time than the regular season.
Ed showing off the math skills early on.
Algebra.
Third down here, let's call it 7. Kelly from the shotgun sets up, screen off to the left, diagnosed well by Loizos again, who will make the tackle in the backfield. The catch from Glover will lose a yard. Ocean County will set up fourth down here and 8, and I believe the kicking team will come on and try to get 3 up on the board.
And, of course, another other interesting story, Anthony Storago, the Brick kicker, autistic in the classroom, but quite a football player on the gridiron and an outstanding kicker.
Loizos, by the way, on his way to Ithaca College, one of a couple of guys playing in the game tonight that will head to upstate New York.
Ulafalana a little bit late coming on the field there as the left guard. Still plenty of time here.
Storago from the left hash mark has plenty of distance on this one, but it drifted off to the left, never hooked back around. So missed chance for 3 there for Ocean County with 4:06 to go in the opening quarter. We're still looking for our first score in the third possession of the night coming up for Monmouth County. Apologize there for the technical glitch. 4:04 to go and running in the opening quarter. Third set of downs coming here for the Monmouth County side. McGlynn wanting to throw. Has plenty of time. Now flush in the pocket. In trouble. Dancing off to his left. Comes back now to his right. Looking downfield. Doesn't have anybody. County sideline. Rob Dahl from Brick on the Ocean County sideline. Connor McGlynn, number 16, will get the start at quarterback, the Howe regional product. He will line up in the pistol formation. Single back behind him. 3 receivers off to his left and a single man back to the right. The give here is up the middle. That is Tyler Leonetti getting the carry, and it will be second down and about 4. Let's check that and give the carry to Anthony Gargiulo, who gets it for Monmouth. Set up a 2nd and 6.
McGlynn, Matt, 16, almost 1,700 yards on the year and 22 touchdowns for the pass-happy Rebels of Howell Township last year.
Julian Prince, wide receiver, St. John Vianney into the game, along with number 10, Joe Fitton from Manasquan. Gargiulo will get the carry here, stacked up at the line, able to push the pile forward and pick up maybe a yard to bring up 2nd down and 5. Good close that time from Javon Hardy, defensive back from Central Regional, along with Logan Sheehan, number 15, from Southern Regional. 3rd and 5 coming up, ball just on the Monmouth County side of midfield.
Anthony Gargiulo, Matt, from Colts Neck, 27 touchdowns out of the running back from the Colts Neck football team, and over 1,600 yards on the ground.
R.J. Krause, number 30, lining up as an H-back here. Tight end from Manalapan sets himself to the right side of the formation. Two receivers either side for McGlynn to work with. Wants to roll right and throw. Goes back across his body. Had a man open, but a great defensive play made by number 13, Christian Totella, the defensive back wide receiver combo player from Lacey High School. It'll set up now fourth down and five, and Monmouth will have to kick it away for the first time tonight.
Well, great field position, Matt, but three and out for the Monmouth County team, and Ocean will take over probably deep in their own territory.
Back deep, waiting for the punt here. Vinny Grasso, dangerous return man, number two, and Javon Hardy also a dangerous return man, number five from Central Regional. No pressure on the punt. The ball will bounce around the 20-yard line, take a roll back that will help out Ocean County. That punt from number 99, Mike Kramer, the utility man out of Mattawan. And we'll get our first look at the Ocean County offense that will begin here tonight, I believe, under the direction of Tom Kelly, number 11, who had a great season a year ago for Lacey High School.
Yeah, Kelly, you'll see most of the action tonight. Ocean County a little short at the quarterback spot tonight.
So on first and 10 here, ball sent from the 25-yard line. Kelly wants to throw. Quick pass to the outside. Grasso catches it, and he is snowed under in the backfield. It'll be a loss of four going back to the 21-yard line. Set up a second and 14. Good defensive surge that time for some of the Monmouth County guys. Sean McCord, defensive end from Red Bank Catholic, among those.
This is a great Monmouth County defense, Matt, led by player of the year from Manalapan, Chris
Noskis. Here's the give for Kelly. He'll take it out over the 25-yard line. Get back to the original line of scrimmage. Chris Nosgood, the linebacker from Manalapan, Ed speaking about. Braves had themselves a whale of a season a year ago.
Then you throw in Ocean's Dan Loises, also at linebacker. You've got the probably two of the top three. I think Ocean County's got another one in Bradley you'll see at on the Ocean defense.
Third down and 10. Kelly, quarterback draw, under pressure right away, and he will get sacked. Back behind the line of scrimmage to the 24-yard line. Monmouth County coming hard there. Nosgiz was among those on the scene, and it will set up a fourth down and 11. We'll have back-to-back three and outs for these respective teams, and the Monmouth County defense doing a good job. They'll bring on Steve Ferlisi, number 48, the punter from Brick High School. It was nice when you get to play your last high school event on your own home field. Mild pressure that comes in just a little bit late. Great high hanging punt. Fielded at the 38, dropped at the 36. Craig Levine, check it. Daquan Bennett made the catch and then was hit by an Ocean player running down the field, hit hard. And it will set up a first and 10.
That was Fakakis from Southern Regional, Matt, with a big hit, number 54.
Mace Blindman.
You know, we asked Coach Dahl to highlight a couple players. Fakakis was one of them, and Vinny Grasso was another one. Have had outstanding weeks of practice.
Back on now for the Monmouth County side of things, and it is McGlynn to handle things at the quarterback spot again. Tyler Leonetti will get the carry, and he is knocked down in the backfield. We've seen good defense so far here tonight.
Well, it's always easier to coach defense, that's for sure, in games like this when you've only got a few practices on your belt. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about the practice time this week because, as most of our listeners know, heavy rains in the area earlier in the week, and Ocean was able to get into the Brick Gym. They practiced here. Monmouth practiced at Modern Day, were unable to use the gym for any of their indoor practices, so they were stuck a couple days this week with no practice.
Prince split out this time, wide to the right. Under pressure is McGlynn. Pumps once, and he will be sacked and then driven backwards by Matt Ulufanula, a guy who has a motor that does not stop. Also a player from Brick High School. Another loss on the play. Back to the 30-yard line. It sets up third down and long with 9.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, and no score.
So impressed with Ulafunula this year, Matt, both on the grass and also in the studio as a guest of ours on our Thursday night football show. Tremendous guest and represented the Dragons very well. And, of course, led him to a state championship this year.
On his way to Norwich University. Three wide receiver set off to the right. Single man up top to the left. High snap from McGlynn. Going to give it here on a draw play to Leonetti. He's going to get hit in the backfield. Three consecutive plays going backwards for Monmouth County. And they will bring the punt team on yet again. Give that tackle to Mike Murator, number nine, coming up from his defensive back spot to make the tackle.
Another Dragon, Mike Murator.
So the Monmouth County side with two unsuccessful starts here offensively. Grasso and Hardy back deep. Creamer gets the kickoff. Hardy tries to field it on the fly, loses it. I believe got it back. Bounced off of one of his thigh pads around the 40-yard line, able to collect it in at the 48, where Ocean County will get great field position here to begin their second set of downs, 8:25 to go, quarter number one.
Well, it was a low line drive type of kick, and he tried to handle it on a fly and went off his pads, Hardy, and luckily recovered right in the same spot he fumbled it. So good field position for the Ocean County team.
First and 10 is Kelly from the shotgun. Wants to throw, dumps it down over the middle, finds a man, number 7, the tight end Marcus Adamiola from Jackson Memorial. Good-looking player, a lot of talent. Was part of a good feature story this past week on our website, shoresportsnetwork.com, on his way to Wyoming Seminary College. Going to play that extra prep year, Ed, and kind of.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask you to explain that one to me. I thought it was a prep school.
Grow into his body a little bit. Two receivers either side. Kelly on the quarterback. Keith gets it off the 40, down inside the 35-yard line. He'll have a first down and plenty more. Shaquem Richardson will make the tackle.
Our first down of the night.
That is correct. That's a signal given by our referee here tonight.
No huddle by the Ocean County team. They all have wristbands on. Send in the play, actually signal in the play, and then everybody checks the wristband. I know, Matt, you're not a fan of that, are you?
I'm okay with it. Bill Sernoffel is the head referee. Terry Barlow, the umpire. Kelly from the shotgun. Bunch patching is off to the right side. Wants to throw down the middle. Almost caught and then almost intercepted. The intended target was Adamiola, and right there, Myson Pennington, the defensive back from Long Branch, had a crack at it.
Trips right.
And it's Chip Labarco, the offensive coordinator.
46.
Calling things in.
A draw left.
Quarterback draw here. 46 quarterback draw.
Go through the rest of the referees right after the second down play. We'll look for the quarterback draw off the left side for Kelly. Gets it. Hitches to his right. Has space in front. Down inside the 20. Down inside the 15 to around the 13. That will be a first down. 17-yard pickup. Keith Smicklow, the linesman. Bill Ditchkus is the line judge. The back judge, Art Warner. The side judge is Matt Champion and James Sykley. And Terry Barlow up here on the clock.
Of course, the Chip Labarca Jr. story is an interesting one, Matt. Last year, as an administrator in the Toms River District, they ruled that he was unable to continue to coach his Toms River North Mariners. And after this play, we'll get back with the second part of that story.
On first and 10, the give here will be to Kenan Glover, number 32. He's able to get forward for a gain of just about 3, right at the 10-yard line, where it'll be second and 7.
So to continue that story, Matt, unable to coach the Mariners, he decided to look for an assistant coaching job. He found one at Brick High School, brought over his quarterback from North, underclassman, and they led him to a state championship for Brick.
From the shotgun, here's the end around for Grasso. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and then dropped there at the line of scrimmage. We'll call that no gain. Tackle made by number 36, Dan Loizos, the linebacker from Ocean.
I believe we are playing 15-minute quarters, right, Matt?
You are correct, Ed.
Yes, 15 minutes, so that's 3 more minutes a quarter. obviously 12 extra minutes, which basically gives you an extra quarter of football time than the regular season.
Head showing off the math skills early on.
Algebra.
Third down here, let's call it 7. Kelly from the shotgun sets up, screen off to the left, diagnosed well by Loizos again, who will make the tackle in the backfield. The catch from Glover will lose a yard. Ocean County will set up fourth down here and 8, and I believe the kicking team will come on and try to get 3 up on the board.
And, of course, another interesting story, Anthony Storago, the brick kicker, autistic in the classroom, but quite a football player on the gridiron and an outstanding kicker.
Loizos, by the way, on his way to Ithaca College, one of a couple of guys playing in the game tonight that will head to upstate New York.
Ulafalana a little bit late coming on the field there as the left guard. Still plenty of time here.
Storago from the left hash mark has plenty of distance on this one, but it drifted off to the left, never hooked back around. So missed chance for 3 there for Ocean County with 4:06 to go in the opening quarter. We're still looking for our first score in the third possession of the night coming up for Monmouth County. Apologize there for the technical glitch. 4:04 to go and running in the opening quarter. Third set of downs coming here for the Monmouth County side. McGlynn wanting to throw, has plenty of time. Now flushing the pocket, in trouble, dancing off to his left. Comes back now to his right. Looking downfield, doesn't have anybody. And will get sacked back behind the line of scrimmage inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Vinny Celedonio, number 8, was among those on the tackle. Had a great year, Ed, part of an unbelievable linebacking core that Jackson had this past year. Celedonio at one spot, Ken Bradley at the other. Two of the very best in the Shore Conference last year.
Yes, they were, for sure. And another pair of linebackers who we had on our Thursday night football show who represented the Jaguars very well. And, of course, the Jaguars, Class A South champions last year.
Talk about Bradley in just a second to follow up that Ithaca point that we made. And Loizos from Ocean Township. Here is the give off the left side for Gargiulo. He'll get tripped up, get back over the line of scrimmage. Bradley on his way to Ithaca as well. Talk about a linebacking coup for the coaches from Ithaca, Ed. That's a pretty good pickup. You get Loizos from Ocean, Bradley from Jackson to go to Ithaca.
Yeah, I hope Ithaca's really got to appreciate those two. I think they both will make immediate impacts on that program. Of course, Bradley also an outstanding wrestler this year for the Jaguars. And I'm going to say 215 pounds, I believe that's what he did wrestle at.
Great student as well. Third down here and 8. McGlynn wanting to roll off to his left. He has been in trouble every time he's looked to throw. Lets this one fly, and just out of the reach of Joey Schultz, number 23. The coverage by Darius Hart. It'll bring up a 4th and 8, and yet again, Monmouth County will have to punt it away as Mike Creamer will come on.
Vinny Grosso and Javon Hardy deep for Ocean County.
Matt, you mentioned the Monmouth County sideline completely in shade. Little advantage for them as it is very hot out here. I'm standing on the Ocean sideline.
Hardy and Grosso try to shield the sun. It'll be Grosso's turn here on his side of midfield. We'll get about 10 to the 41-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Ocean County with 1:51 to go here in the opening frame. Still no score. And Ed, the last a couple of times here, Ocean County has had excellent field position to work with.
Yeah, when you start on the 50, you want to try and get some points on the board. Unfortunately, they missed the field goal after a couple of first downs, so let's see if they could duplicate that. Vinny Grosso, of course, was Monsignor Donovan Griffin's quarterback last year. He has moved to a wide receiver spot for this game, and that's what he will play at Monmouth University. Matt, you'll be calling his name out for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, in the bunch package off to the right side here, quick slant pattern set up. The intended target was number 1, Kashawn Barnes, the do-it-all guy from Manchester. That is incomplete and will bring up a 2nd and 10.
I don't know about you, Matt, but when I see Keshawn Barnes, I think of the
Hoops.
Run he had in basketball where he was outstanding and took him to the championship.
Second down and 10. Kelly from the shotgun. Four into the pattern. Has time. Lets it go deep. Looking in the corner for Grasso. Off on the right side. The coverage by Christian Wagger from RBC. Incomplete. It'll set up a third and 10.
Kelly, he had an interesting senior season. A little injury. I believe it was a concussion, right? Midseason. And Lacey went to a 5-0 record and then lost their last five to finish the season at 5-5. But Kelly, as you mentioned, Matt, had an outstanding year beginning of the season and then when he came back.
Third down and 10. Kelly here under pressure. Slips one tackle, cannot elude another. And he will be sacked. A game so far dominated by defense. Give the sack to Joe Murphy, number 22. But the immediate pressure by Dylan DeVita, the defensive end from Red Bank Regional High School. And as we wind down here in a fast-moving first quarter, Ocean County on to punt it away.
Been a pretty clean first half. By that, I mean penalty-wise. Both teams playing mistake-free football for this first quarter.
Daquan Bennett back deep, waiting the punt from Ferlisi. He will hang it in the air, bounces at the five, and will roll into the end zone. And with 14 seconds left, Monmouth will get their fourth possession here in the quarter. Ed, don't really see as many changes in possessions, especially in a fast-moving game like we've had it. We've seen those extra 3 minutes kind of paying off as teams trading punts back and forth.
Yeah, four possessions each. You know, sometimes you don't get that, you know, in a whole half, you know, in the regular season. But, yeah. That extra 3 minutes and, of course, outstanding defense has a lot to say about that.
Ferlisi will continue his career as a kicker punter at Kane University.
Boy, Kane is the one state school that gets a lot of shore players. Last year, I think they had double digits in shore players that went there and a lot making an immediate impact.
First and 10, Zach Suskevich into the game at the quarterback spot. Quick handoff off the left side. Two-yard pickup by Gargiulo. And that will take us to the end of quarter number one. We'll step out here for a 60-second timeout. No score between Monmouth and Ocean County. You're listening to the 37th annual All Shore Gridiron Classic right here on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network.